Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to check out Malibu Splash. This is the pineapple and coconut version. A sparkling malt beverage with natural flavors, 5% ABV. Did pick this up in Florida. Usually, when you're drinking all day, or at least when I am, I don't want heavy stuff, so I mix in something like this or a hard seltzer. And I have to find them now that I'm thinking about it. Happy Dad has hard seltzers, and I picked that up, and I did drink a lot of them. But I brought some back, and now I don't know what I did with them. So I'm going to have to find those. But back to this. So this is one that we didn't drink and we brought back. So I'm going to review it. I think this was a variety pack. There are four different kinds. And I believe I have two of them. This one and pomegranate or something. I've got one over there. There we go. No head, but you're not going to have that. And something like this, pretty much clear white. Lots of bubbles, but of course it should have it in there. I'm surprised it's not like that ghost white, like this, that there's not a little bit of that in there. But yeah, okay, let's go ahead and smell. You get that coconut. I think the coconut sticks out the most, almost like that suntan lotion coconut. But there is some pineapple, some sweeter pineapple in the back. Overall, I guess if you're not a coconut fan, I don't know what you're doing, because I think all these have coconut. I could be wrong, but I think if you're not a coconut fan, you're probably not going to like this just from the smell. It almost has... That pineapple is like the Dum Dum sucker pineapple, like the candied sweetness is what I'm picking up from that pineapple. Not like a real pineapple. Real pineapple doesn't smell that sweet. But that coconut could be amping it up just a little. Let's go ahead and taste. I think in the taste, that pineapple, coconut are right there together, about even. But I think in the aftertaste, that coconut takes over from that pineapple. Yeah, that pineapple up front with the coconut is good, but about middle of palate, it seems like that coconut really takes over and just keeps amping up. I don't know if I could drink a ton of these, because it feels, I don't know what the sugar level is in this. It seems like it would just be too much if you kept drinking it, at least for me. Like, there's no way I could sit on a beach from, say, 10 o'clock until 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon drinking these. I think it's a little overdone, in my opinion. But for the pineapple coconut, I think it's good, just overdone. I would probably go with a 3.5 on this one. Just cut back a little bit. We just want some flavor. It doesn't have to be so powerful. Let's go ahead and check Untappd, because this one is on Untappd. None of my friends checked it in. Almost 1,000 people, 3.51. Pineapple, coconut, refreshing, sweet, syrupy. I could see syrupy. Yeah. Just a little too much sweetness. Let's just see. Oh, can't even read that one. So if you're into beer or beers, I guess this is considered a beer, malt beverage. go ahead and pick one up, see if you like it. I'll see if I can find those other ones and do a review.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.